Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Ward, I want you to go right up and talk to Wally.
Well, couldn't it wait until after supper? I've had a hard day, and I feel better being mean to my kids on a full stomach.
I didn't ask you to be mean to them. It's just that Wally has a new job, and I want you to talk him out of it.
Now, wait a minute. What kind of a new job am I supposed to talk him out of?
I'm not going to tell you. I want to see if it hits you the same way it hit me.
Huh.
Ward, you didn't even say hello.
Hi.
Boy, Wally, are you really going to get $10 a day?
That's right. And they're going to take withholding out of it and everything.
What's withholding?
That's money they take out of your salary to run the government with.
Gee, I didn't know they took money away from kids to run the government.
Sure. Even if you're a little baby and you have money, they'll come and take it away from you.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Hi, Dad.
Did you bring it?
Bring what, Beaver?
The flashlight batteries you said you'd bring.
Beaver, I forgot them again. I'm sorry. I'll bring them tomorrow.
Boy, it sure takes a lot of miles to get those batteries.
Yes, Beaver.
Well, what's all this about a job? Yeah, Dad. I make $10 a day and free meals thrown in.
And he gets to wear a uniform and everything.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute. Slow down here. You haven't even told me what the job is.
Oh, well, I'm going to be a lifeguard.
A lifeguard?
Yeah, on weekends, up at the beach at Friends Lake.
Gee, Dad, what's the matter? You got that look on your face like you're going to say no.
Well, I haven't said no yet. But where did this job come from?
Well, it came from two college guys going back to school. The guy that owns the lake called the coach at high school, and he recommended three of the best swimmers. That was me and two seniors.
Gee, Dad, it'd be real neat. We'd be the only family I know that has a lifeguard right in it.
Well, Wally, I guess you could try it. You're a good swimmer, and certainly quite an honor to have the coach recommend you.
Yeah, well, Harry Hibbler is a better swimmer than I am, but he flunked all his subjects. They don't want a guy with F saving people.
Well, all right, suppose you give it a try. We'll see how it works out.
Boy, Wally, I was sure he was going to say no.
Yeah, me too. Especially with Mom getting at him first.
Well, did you talk him out of it?
No. No, I think this job might be good for him.
But, Ward, Wally, a lifeguard? It's a lot of responsibility.
Now, dear, the coach wouldn't have recommended him for the job if he hadn't thought he could do it. There's just a few more weekends, then cold weather will set in. Look, there are a lot of things we have to refuse him. I just hate to turn him down on this.
Well, if you think so. Yeah. But, Ward, I want you to talk to that man up at the lake and be sure he doesn't let Wally do anything dangerous.
All right, yeah. All right. I'll tell him to just have Wally save people in shallow water.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, Wally. What you got there?
Oh, this is just my lifeguard hat and stuff. I bought it from this guy whose brother used to work up at the lake last summer. It's kind of second-hand looking, but he only charged me $3 on account of his brother's away at school.
Well, maybe your father can buy you a new outfit.
Well, gee, no, Mom. This stuff's all broken in. I don't want to look like a brand new lifeguard. Oh, hey, Mom, is Dad home yet?
Not yet. Why?
I just got a paper for him to sign.
What kind of a paper?
What's from the guy who owns the lake saying that he's not responsible if I drown saving guys?
Now, listen, Gilbert, don't you go calling up all the guys and tell them about my brother's new job. He's my brother, and I got dibs on bragging him up. Come on.
Hi, babe.
Hey, Wally, what you got there?
Oh, this is just my lifeguard suit and junk.
Well, gee, Wally, will you put it on?
Look, what if the neighbors saw me walking around the house in broad daylight? They'd think I flipped or something.
Well, Then we put it on after supper. When it's dark.
I don't know. I might.
Are the Rutherfords still on vacation?
Yeah, they're in London. We had a postcard from Fred down at the office the other day. It was a picture of Buckingham Palace. He'd written across it, "Man, what a crazy pad."
The people down at the office think that was funny?
Just the ones who work under him.
Mom! Dad!
Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! He's coming! He's coming!
Who's coming?
Why, his lifeguard uniform. Doesn't it look neat?
Well, he made me put it on. He wouldn't shut up.
You look very handsome, Wally. Doesn't he, June?
Mm-hmm. Why, if I were a little high school girl, I couldn't wait to be rescued by him.
Cut it out, Mom. Make me feel nervous just saying it.
Wally, you will be careful, won't you?
Sure, Mom. They got all kinds of floats and rescue lines and paddle boards and stuff.
Wally, walk up and down and pretend you're yelling at guys for horsing around on the beach.
Stop it, will you, Beaver? I'm going to go back upstairs and finish my homework.
Beaver's certainly proud of his brother, isn't he?
I think you're pretty proud of Wally, too.
Oh, now, June. Wally made the football team and the track team. I think I can take a thing like this in my stride. I'll get it.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
I wonder if I might speak to Wally. We had a tentative engagement for this evening. That means it's not exactly definite.
Thank you, Eddie. Wally's upstairs. He's been trying on his lifeguard outfit.
Lifeguard? Is Wally really going to be a lifeguard?
Coach Driscoll recommended him for the job. I suppose the fact that he'd lettered three sports had something to do with it.
Yes, sir. Athletics are fine, Mr. Cleaver. Of course, my father prefers me to develop in a normal manner. Is it all right if I go up and speak to Wally, Mr. Cleaver?
You go right ahead, son.
I thought you took these things in your stride.
Oh, well, usually I do. But there's something about that Eddie that brings out the Babbitt in me.
He looks like a real lifeguard, doesn't he, Eddie?
Sure he does. But I get your angle, Wally. I can see those girls now.
Oh, save me. Save me, Mr. Lifeguard. I am drowning. Glub, glub.
Cut it out, will you, Eddie? I'll take a poke at you.
Go ahead, Wally. Hit him.
Take it easy, Tarzan. You'll bend your muscles. Hey, you want to go to the movies tonight?
Well, what's planned?
Who cares? It's Friday night.
Nah, I better get to bed early. I gotta get up and take the bus up to the lake in the morning. I'm going with two other guys that are gonna be lifeguards.
Okay, you get your beauty rest, champ.
Hey, Wally, how come Eddie doesn't care what's playing at the movies?
Beaver, didn't you ever hear of girls?
Heard of them? I wish they'd never been invented. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Yeah, good morning, Beaver.
Morning, babe.
Your father and I thought we might drive up to the lake to see your brother today.
Gee, Mom, that's neat. Can I bring a couple of guys along?
Beaver, do you think you could keep them quiet? You know how your father hates to have children screaming in the back seat while he's driving.
Oh, they'll be quiet. And if they don't, I'll tell him they'll sit between them.
Thanks.
You bring your friends along, Beaver. We'll all go up and make a day of it.
Yeah, Mary Ellen. This is Eddie Haskell. Yeah, I was wondering if you and Elma might want to take a trip up to Friends Lake today. I'll pay for the tickets. Oh, the dentist, huh? Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, I just thought you might want to go. You see, my best friend Wally Cleaver is a lifeguard up there. Yeah, he really is. Okay, I'll meet you at the bus station in about half an hour. Yeah, you can go to the dentist anytime.
Well, this has your father's signature on it. I guess everything's in order, Wally. Wait a minute. Is this your right age?
Yes, sir.
Didn't Coach Driscoll tell you all our lifeguards had to be at least 18?
Oh, no, sir. He didn't say a word about it.
They raised the age limit this year. I just assumed that he knew all about it. I'm sorry, Wally. It's a state law. You're a fine swimmer, but you're just too young, that's all.
Gee, you mean I gotta go home? I bought this hat and a second hand and a t-shirt and everything. Gee, if I go home, my parents would think I goofed it up.
I hate to disappoint. Wait a minute. There are a couple of other jobs around here you could do on weekend.
There are?
Yeah, how'd you like to be a candy butcher?
Candy butcher?
Well, you know, go around the beach selling candy and cold drinks and hot dogs.
I don't know. I don't know, Mr. Burton.
Still pay you what I promised you.
Yeah, I guess it'll be okay. Well, I guess you wear a different kind of hat if you're a candy butcher.
I'm afraid so.
Here's some canned peaches my mom sent over, Mrs. Cleaver. She preserved them all up herself.
Well, thank you, Whitey.
My mom gave me a dollar to take along in case you have stuff to eat that I like.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Gilbert. Now, come on, boys. Get in the back seat.
I got this on the window.
Me too.
It's my car.
Yeah, but I get car sick.
Boys,
look. Now, you're going to take turns. Beaver, you sit in the middle first.
Yes, ma'am. Don't worry, Dad. They won't yell while you're driving.
You've already threatened them with me. Where are you going?
Forgot the camera.
Hey, Mom, how come Dad went and got the camera?
Must be going to take a picture of somebody up at the lake.
Always keep your dogs covered, Wally. Here's your mustard here, your relish, and keep your change in the cigar box.
Do I, just walk around?
Yeah, and while you walk around, you bark.
Bark?
Now get your cold drinks to get your red hots right here. We got them, you want them. Look ahead, look ahead, look ahead. Think you can do that?
Yes, sir.
Now, any wise kids try to heckle you or throw sand at you, why, don't let it bother. You know how kids are.
Yeah, sure.
Good luck.
Get your cold drinks. Get your red hots right here. Look here, look here, look here.
You girls want to move over just a little bit to the left? I want to be comfortable.
We were lucky to find this place. Not too crowded today.
I'm sorry you had to stop and give me air, Mr. Cleaver.
Whitey, I was happy to stop.
Gilbert, have you ever been up here before?
I don't know. Woods all look the same to me. Look, the table's crooked. We'll have to eat downhill.
Well, maybe we can all lean to the right.
Huh? My dad's making a joke. Hey, can me and the guys take the camera and take a picture of Wally being a lifeguard?
Oh, I guess so, Beaver. But don't you make a nuisance of yourself.
Oh, sure, Dave. Come on, guys, let's go.
Daddy, stop embarrassing us.
What do you want from me? I'm living.
You think the water's cold, Eddie?
What am I? A thermostat?
Get your ice cold drinks. Get your red hot. Get your ice cold drinks. Get your hot
Boy,
dogs.
That's
right
Wally
here.
Cleaver.
Yeah. Hey, Wally, over here.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Alma, Mary Ellen. I'm a butcher.
Eddie told us you were a lifeguard.
Yeah. What happened, Sam?
Well, they got this law that you gotta be 18. I get the same money for this job.
Oh, it's a neat job, Wally.
I think you look cute in your hot dog suit, Wally.
Yeah, sure, Alma. I guess I better get back to work. Get your ice cold drink. Get your red hots right here.
Well, no use drowning today, girls.
Ladies and gentlemen. You've seen the three of them already.
Hey, why?
You kids want something?
No, we're just looking for my brother. You're not him. Hey, mister, where's Wally Cleaver?
Who?
Wally Cleaver. He's supposed to be a lifeguard here.
Never heard of him. They just hired a couple of new guys, though. He might be over on one of the other...
If a dog fell in the lake, would you have to save him, too?
It's never come up.
Get your red hots right here.
If a monkey fell in the lake, would you have to save him?
No, just people. Why don't you get lost, kid?
Yeah, well, let's go let my mom feed us. No, let's go find Wally.
No. Do you want that food to get rotten and we get poisoned?
Yeah, let's go eat his mom's food before it gets to be poisoned.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Get your ice cold drink. Get your hot dogs right here. We got them. You want them.
Well, did you find Wally?
No. He's probably out rescuing somebody. We have something to eat.
Beaver, we just got here.
Beaver, you mean you couldn't find Wally at all?
Lifeguard over there said he never heard of him. Well, but he said he might be at another stand.
Oh. Well, why don't you run down and see?
Well, I think they got a rule that the kids aren't supposed to talk to the lifeguard. Oh. Or they get in trouble.
Gee whiz, Beaver. We talked to that other lifeguard.
Yeah. But, maybe he wasn't around when the rule was made up.
Beaver, do you feel all right?
Gee, no, Mom. My sister got appendicitis to the leg once.
Maybe he's coming down with something.
Yeah, and if I ain't coming down with something, well... I'd feel better coming down with it at home.
Here, look here.
Hey, it's Wally. Hey, Wally.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Wally, what on earth are you doing?
I'm barking hot dogs. On account of you gotta be an old guy to be a lifeguard.
Boy, Wally, this is the meanest thing you ever did to me.
Hey, Mom. My nose got kind of sunburned up at the lake. Do you have any suntan lotion?
No, but I have some baby oil. Why don't you use that?
Gee, Mom, I don't want to go around smelling like a baby.
Believe me, son, you won't smell like a baby.
Well, okay.
Where's the beaver?
He's still upstairs not speaking to me. He's still sore about me not being a big-shot lifeguard.
Well, you can't go on pouting like this. Would you tell him to come down here? I'd like to speak to him.
Well, sure, Dad.
Ward, when you first saw Wally selling hot dogs, were you let down too?
Well, yeah, I was a little upset when I first saw him in that outfit. But then I remembered that I'm a father and I'm not supposed to have any feelings.
Hey, Beav. I said, hey, Beav.
I'm not speaking to you.
Look, I don't care whether you're speaking to me or not. Dad wants to talk to you.
I'll bet you went down there and told him to yell at me, didn't you?
Of course not. Why would I do that?
Because you're a creepy brother. Rat, rat, rat!
Sit down.
No, Dad. I'd rather stand up and get yelled at.
I'm not going to yell at you.
But aren't you going to tell me about being sore at Wally?
Well, thank you for saving me the preliminaries, Beaver.
Yes, I am.
Beav, have you tried to analyze your feelings? I mean, do you know why you're treating Wally the way you are?
Sure, because I hate him.
You don't really hate your brother.
I sure hope not, Dad. Because it's not making me feel very good, being mean to Wally.
You see, Beav, you've always been very proud of Wally. Now, for the first time, you think he's let you down, but he hasn't. You've let him down.
But gee, Dad, he said he was going to be a lifeguard, and they sure are butchering hot dogs in front of the guys.
Well, Beaver, don't you see what you've been doing? You've been using Wally to make you feel important in front of your friends. Now, are you going to not speak to him just because he's had a bad break?
Gee, no, Dad. I've been acting real dumb. But I can't tell Wally I'm sorry. He wouldn't understand.
Beav, Let me tell you a story. Once there was a little boy of just about your age. And somehow he got the idea that his father had been a big football star. Well, finally one day, right in front of his friends, his father had to tell him that he hadn't been a star. That he'd been just a second string halfback. That he'd hardly played at all.
Dad, is this one of those stories where you turn out to be the little boy?
No, Beaver. In this one, I turn out to be the second string halfback.
Wally was mad at you?
He sure was for a while. But the point is, Beaver, I think Wally's old enough now to understand how you feel.
Gee, Dad, if that's true, then I don't even have to say I'm sorry at all. All I gotta do is start talking to him again.
That's all you have to do, Beav. Oh, Beav, there's one more thing. No, I think you've had enough lecturing for one night.
Maybe you ought to tell me, Dad. Then I can wake up tomorrow with nothing to worry about.
Well, I don't think you should have told your mother and me that you were sick at the beach today.
Gee whiz, Dad, I was.
All right, Beav. I guess maybe you were at that.
You going to bed now too, Wally?
Yeah, I'm beat. That's a rough job butchering hot dogs.
But it's neat getting $10 a day.
Yeah.
You know, Wally, I've just been thinking. Maybe tomorrow when you're selling hot dogs on the beach, all the other lifeguards will be out rescuing people, and it'll be this girl, and she'll start drowning, and you'll throw away your hot dogs and swim out and save them in front of all the people.
Cut it out, Beef. You know that's not going to happen.
Yeah. And even if it did on account of you're not 18, you'd have to throw it back.